Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Leslie Lewis Walker, and I am your host for the video podcast Safe Space, which you are listening currently to. Now, today is the 10th of December. We are nearly approaching Christmas, and things are dying down for quite a lot of people. I think for this week will be probably the sort of last of the business end of things, especially within England. However, in other places, I know it works quite differently. But in today's podcast, I want to talk about something that's quite interesting to me anyway. I get asked a lot, what makes a good video? Now, I work with businesses to help them to provide video content for their business. And one of the key things, especially when trying to produce a video for a business, is that it has to be engaging. The same way that an advert is engaging. So I guess it's looking at a number of things, and everything is subjective. That's the beauty and sometimes the curse of video, is that everything is subjective. What I would say is, if something is too long, people's attention spans are absolutely shocking in this day and age. And I think that they will continue to get worse. So sometimes the shorter, the better. So if I'm working with a client, I always say to them that 2 minutes is maximum in order for you to get your vision across and in order to get your message across. What I would also say is humor. Using humor, using something that's snappy, and using something that's going to get someone laughing will take that little bit of extra time, or someone will take that little bit of extra time to find out what the video content's all about. Other such things as making sure that the scenery is different, or maybe changing the angle every so often. So for those that are quite new to video, I always suggest building in cutaways. Cutaways can almost paint a picture of the atmosphere. So, for example, I shot a video of an interview scenario just this week, and it would have been just simple to just shoot it from one angle. But would that be engaging enough? Would people get bored? They probably would. So it's always good to mix it up with production value. So maybe taking shots from a different angle. Or what I tend to do is, especially in an interview scenario, is try and focus on key features. It could be their watch, it could be them fidgeting. And all of that paints a picture of what you want to articulate through your story of that video. I think, well, again, it's everything is subjective. So one man can like something, another person, woman can like something else. But again, it's just trying to make sure that you're bringing to life something that, even if it's a subject that's not that interesting, you're making it interesting by the stories that you're telling through your artistry. So making sure you're shooting stuff at an artistic, I don't know, angle or something. I mean, I would love to get your views, because I think everything, you know, you could maybe bring things to light that I'm not doing, especially with working with corporate videos. Though I think it's very, 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 I stress very important that you make sure that you try and mix it up quite a lot, because again, sometimes the subject matter can bore people, especially if they're not involved in that sector as well. If you're interested in film and camera angles and learning how to make things more interesting, what I would suggest is following a guy called Casey Nestor, who is one of the best vloggers there is around, and just seeing how he uses different angles, he uses his personality to engage. And that's one of the key things. A lot of people freeze in front of the camera. You need to make sure that people in front of the camera, if you're filming someone especially, they feel comfortable in order to articulate themselves in the best possible manner, in order to present whatever they're trying to bring to the fore and make it seem amazing. But that's my short little podcast today. I'll be back next week, so please tune in. Until then.